USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Pope Francis has changed church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. The most significant changes are contained in two articles, 1395 and 1398, which aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the church's handling of sexual abuse. The new provisions were released Tuesday after 14 years of study. Oil prices rose on Tuesday, with Brent topping $70 a barrel, as optimism grew over the fuel demand outlook during the summer driving season of the United States, the world's top oil consumer. Prices were also increased after data from China showed that factory activity expanded at its fastest this year in May. Prices were $34 a barrel at this time last year under President Trump. A chunk of space trash has left a hole in the International Space Station's robotic arm, but NASA and Canadian mission managers say the arm's functionality won't be impacted. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
As the United States is coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, many countries around the world are not faring as well. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
While COVID cases in the United States continue to trend downwards, Vietnam is putting aggressive restrictions in place to deal with a surge in COVID cases following the discovery of a new variant of the virus in that country. Vietnam's largest city, Ho Chi Minh City, has been placed in lockdown for the next 2 weeks, with the government planning to test all of the city's nearly 9 million residents for the virus. Vietnam has seen a surge of more than 4,500 COVID cases in the last month, more than doubling their reported cases since the beginning of the pandemic.
As concerts and live music make a return to America, a concert featuring punk bands is slated to take place June 26 at VFW Post 39 in St. Petersburg, Florida. People who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 will be able to get a ticket for $18 in advance. People who are not fully vaccinated are being charged $999.99 for the same ticket. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1942. A Warsaw underground newspaper, the Liberty Brigade, makes public the news of Germany's final solution, a Nazi-operated death camp in Poland, almost 7 months after the Holocaust atrocities began. Flash, 1990. At a superpower summit meeting in Washington, D.C., U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev sign a historic agreement to end production of chemical weapons. Flash, 1980.
To act upon one's convictions while others wait, to create a positive force in a world where cynics abound, to provide information to people when it wasn't available before, to offer those who want it a choice. For the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible. For the cable industry whose pioneering spirit caused this great step forward in communications. And for those employees of Turner Broadcasting, whose total commitment to their company has brought us together today, I dedicate the news channel for America, the cable news network.
CNN, the cable news network, the world's first 24-hour televised news network, makes its debut. CNN was the brainchild of Robert Ted Turner, the mouth of the South. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.